we saw soiled carpet, no furniture, no furniture at all, no bedding, no blankets, nothing that we could see.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of It's Crime Time. I came across a very, very chilling story on Instagram a few days ago, and I wanted to research it. I don't know why. I do not recall hearing about this case. It happened in 2021 in Texas. It was all over the news. I mean, there's tons of news stories, articles, things of that nature about it, but I just could not recall hearing about it, so I wanted to research it. And that is the case of Gloria Williams, three children who were left abandoned in an apartment alone with the decomposing body of their young brother. All right, everyone, it's crime time. Before I continue this episode, I would like to place a disclaimer here. As this case involves child abuse and the death of a child, it is a very difficult case. It bothered me greatly, and if you feel that you cannot handle this case, please feel free to click away at any time. I will start out by saying that I was unable to locate much information about the past of Gloria Williams or her boyfriend Brian Coulter. I've gathered a little bit of information kind of based on what people who knew Gloria had said about her and the type of person she was, and a little bit of information from various articles. But I do know that a lot of people that like to learn about true crime and research cases and research the murders and everything of that nature in the cases, they like to have information about the pasts of the murders or the pasts of the perpetrators, and maybe try to learn about what led them to turn into the horrific person or people that they are. But I could not find anything of that nature about these two. First, Gloria was 35 when this case occurred in 2021. So she would have likely been born in 1986. And her boyfriend was 31 in 2021. So I gathered that since I was almost 28, at the time, he was around 3 years older than me. He was probably born in 1990. Gloria had six children in total. She had two girls, ages 17 and 13, and four boys, ages 15, 10, 8, and 7. As far as I could gather, there were about four fathers to her six children. The two girls were not in her care at the time of this case. In the past, Gloria and her two eldest children, which would be her 15-year-old son, Jordan — he wasn't 15 at the time that what I'm about to tell you occurred, but when I talk about him on here, he was 15 when the case occurred, and that's her son Jordan — and then her eldest daughter had lived with one of the girls' grandmothers, or lived with her eldest daughter's grandmother, sorry. So she had two daughters, but at the time she had one daughter and one son, and they were living with Melody Robinson, which is her daughter's grandmother. At this time, Gloria hadn't really had a good track record with the men in her life. And while Melody stated that Gloria was a nice enough woman, she needed improvement in other areas when it came to being a fit mom. Quote, "She was never a fit mom to me. I always had to get on her about keeping the house clean and keeping the kids clean. She was just unstable and easily manipulated," end quote. And that's what Melody had to say about her. Gloria had met Melody's son in 2005, and then she had her eldest son sometime in 2006. She then moved in with Melody until the couple broke up. Melody said that she had no contact with Gloria after she and her son had broke up, until one day Gloria's mother, Hazel, reached out to tell her that Gloria had given birth to a daughter, which would have been her son's second child to Gloria. Melody stepped in and took custody of the baby at only 2 weeks old. But since there were no legal custody agreements, Gloria was able to just take the child back. After this, she moved in with her eldest son's father in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where she became pregnant with her fourth child. So I know this is kind of a lot to follow, but Gloria had her eldest son, Jordan, and a daughter. And then she gave birth to a third child. And then she moved in with her eldest son's father again in Baton Rouge. And that's when she became pregnant with her fourth child. When this occurred, Gloria actually contacted Melody and asked if she could take care of her daughter. So Melody had first taken custody of this baby when she was 2 weeks and regained custody of her at 2 years old, because Gloria had just had her fourth child and for whatever reason couldn't handle her eldest daughter, I believe. So she turned over custody to Melody, and Melody never allowed Gloria to regain custody of her again, which is a good thing. Melody did invite Gloria and her children to come visit for family functions like birthdays and things, but Gloria didn't always keep in touch or show up. So that's telling you a lot right there. That's some red flags. She gives up her daughter, and then she doesn't even come to her birthday parties and things of that nature very often. So Gloria then gave birth to another child in 2011, and then her son Kendrick Lee in 2012. In 2014, Linda Smith, the mother of Jonathan Kirkland, who is the father of Gloria's son, Javion Kirkland, allowed Gloria and her children to move in with her while Jonathan was in prison. Even though Jonathan wanted nothing to do with this child and he was in prison, but, you know, that didn't mean that his mom didn't want to be a grandmother to the child. So his mom, Linda, took them in 2014. So she gave birth in 2011 again, 2012, and then somewhere in 2014 or 2015. So at this time, she had had all of her children, all six. Gloria and her children stayed with Linda for quite some time until Linda actually asked Gloria to leave due to how promiscuous she was. She was saying that Gloria was a kind person and she wasn't into drugs or alcohol or anything of that nature at this time. She was just seeing so many different men and bringing all these different men into her home. And I don't blame her. I would not want these weird, strange men, you know, coming into my home all the time when I'm an older woman. So yeah, I definitely don't blame Linda for kicking her out. I don't put any blame on these ladies for, you know, for kicking them out. They were not aware of what, you know, what was ultimately going to happen to Gloria's children. During the years from about 2012 to 2015, before Gloria actually met her husband, the family had been intermittently homeless. They spent time in homeless shelters. Kendrick, which would be her second to last child, so her second youngest child, who is the main victim in this story, but they were all victims in my opinion, had been diagnosed as being autistic, and she had another son that was autistic as well. She was receiving government checks for them. So she was receiving government checks for Kendrick, another son, and I've even found that she was receiving money for one of her daughters who wasn't even in her care at the time. So she received checks for them that totaled about $2,000 monthly. In 2015, the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services was notified about Gloria's abuse on the boys when residents of a homeless shelter heard Gloria cursing at and slapping her children, who had been screaming at the time. The DFPS also recorded 8 more reports of physical abuse, neglect, and sexual abuse towards Gloria's children by one of her romantic partners over the course of 6 years. So during these years, she had only custody of her 4 sons. And I mean, as far as I know, as far as what's mentioned, and DFPS was called 9 times and none of the children were taken away. None of the children were saved from the abuse. I guess they concluded their investigation and everything was, well, they claim everything was fine. In 2017, she married a man named Daryl Wayne Towner. And it was said that he loved Gloria's sons as if they were his own. He did not father any of Gloria's 6 children. but he treated those four boys like they were his own. He loved them. He took them to McDonald's to get food. He took them on fishing trips. He took them to family barbecues in the park. And it seemed like she had finally found a man that was willing to treat her kids, you know, like they're supposed to be treated. He treated them like he was their father. And he seemed like a great person. Even though this time they were still struggling and the family was evicted from two homes. But as far as I know, Daryl did not abuse her children. The sad part is Daryl later passed away from existing health conditions in 2019. Around this time in 2019, the local school district also filed truancy papers against Gloria for the first time because her children had not been attending school. She also met Brian Coulter at this time, a horrific, disgusting monster. I could say a million things about this. He's not even a guy. He's not even a man. I don't know what he is. He's a monster, but he's not even human. He's disgusting. But anyway, that's when she met him. Annie moved in with the family sometime in 2020 in an apartment at the complex in the 3535 block of Greencrest in Texas. Brian had previously attempted to have a son from another mother removed from school to isolate him from his mother, began to physically abuse Gloria's children, especially Kendrick Lee. And part of me believes that, now all the children were abused, but part of me believes that he took his anger out the most on Kendrick because of his autism and the younger children he mostly took his anger out on. And I know he drank a lot. And one of the boys, when this case was all said and done and they were rescued or they were found, had said that he drank. And when he drank, he became really strong. And that's how the boy worded it. So he essentially became violent when he drank. But I do believe it was probably just due to Kendrick being autistic, which is even more depressing because children with learning disabilities, mental disabilities, obviously need extra care. They need more care. They're more work, and they deserve the best care. They deserve real parents. They deserve people that's going to take care of them. All children do. And I understand that children that are autistic or have learning disabilities can be difficult to raise, but you don't do what this vile person did to these children just because you can't handle them. But that's the disgusting and sad part about it, is because these poor boys probably didn't understand why they were being abused, what was going on, why people that were supposed to be taking care of them treated them this way. I know that autistic children are often said to already have a difficult time with communicating with people and understanding emotions and things of that nature. And that makes it all the more sad because they really, really were probably already confused to begin with because they were children and why they were being treated this way. But I mean, I just believe that would have made it all the more, you know, depressing, all the more confusing for them. At this time, I guess Brian locked himself in a bedroom with the younger boys, which would be Kendrick and the 7-year-old boy, and he would punch them and just beat them in this room while wearing this square diamond ring with sharp points on it, on his knuckle, and he would beat them with this ring. In May of 2020, Kendrick and his brothers officially left school and they did not return. The school department visited the home in September of 2020 to file truancy papers again, but they got no response this time. In the case of the boys, there's no evidence that any education ever took place at the home after this. Harris County Deputy John Craig stated, quote, "How easy is it to say my kids are going to get homeschooled and that's where it stays because you don't have the manpower to follow up on everything," end quote. And what he's referring to here is anyone can just pull their child out of school and say they're being homeschooled, and then there's not enough manpower, there's not enough resources between child services, the police, the school to go and check on every single parent and make sure they're homeschooling the children. And then this happens where the children aren't even being educated at all. On November 20th of 2020, two of Kendrick's brothers witnessed Brian beating Kendrick, beating and kicking him until his eyes turned black and he stopped breathing, and ultimately he stopped moving and he passed away. Brian then left Kendrick's body in the back bedroom, covered him with a blanket, and he warned Gloria not to contact authorities. Gloria knew that Kendrick had passed away at this time, but she chose not to alert the authorities. She chose her boyfriend over her children. I mean, I don't have children yet, but I just couldn't understand allowing or at least witnessing this disgusting man that I let into my life murder one of my children and taking up for him and helping him hide the body and pretending my child never existed. You're a special kind of evil to do something like that. Gloria had no care in the world about her children. She could care less about any of them. And that proved it. Gloria and Brian chose to live in the apartment until around March of 2021. They finally moved to an apartment 25 minutes away, leaving the three surviving boys at the apartment to fend for themselves completely with no care. These boys were 7-year-old Javion, 10-year-old Trayvon, and a 15-year-old Jordan. While the body of their brother lay there still decomposing, while the boys were forced to live alone in the apartment with inadequate food and water and no electricity. The eldest boy, Jordan, was forced to try to care for his younger brothers alone. He was 15 years old, so he had to care for a 7 and a 10-year-old. While dealing with their brother decomposing in the apartment, and I'm not sure, but it seems to me like the body of their brother was moved from the back bedroom to somewhere out in the open because of the way they were found. During all of this, the sickening part was Gloria was enjoying her life with Brian as if her kids basically never existed, who she often called her husband on social media. By the way, they were not married, but she often called him that on social media. Gloria showed off jewelry a few months after Kendrick's death that Brian bought her for Valentine's Day with the caption, "I love him very much." The photo was of a watch, 3 necklaces, a bracelet, 2 rings, 2 pairs of earrings, and a bag from Zales. And she put on this caption, "Everything is real." So she was concerned about her jewelry and her food that she was eating. Brian also consistently posted on his Instagram with posts that were very similar. Videos of him enjoying large plates of food, photos of him dripping in diamond jewelry. He often posted captions of how much he loved Gloria and the family. Yet, while they were doing all of this, Kendrick's body lies still in the back bedroom or out front on a couch, the floor. I guess it would have been on the floor or something of that nature because there was no furniture in the apartment. And the 15-year-old and his siblings were forced to fend for themselves. So they were just enjoying their lives on Instagram. Now, this is the part that angered me highly. I viewed both of their Instagrams for the sake of this episode, and they are absolutely vile. They will make you angry, I promise, if you look them up. It's just so difficult for me not to throw my opinion out there on these two people because his videos especially are sickening. I mean, he was showing these heaping plates of food, purposefully standing in front of the camera to show his jewelry and his chest and his really crappy tattoos. And his jewelry was probably fake, by the way, because if they had all of this money, why were they living in this crappy apartment, eating food off of these kind of plates? And the food wasn't even nothing extravagant. He was acting like they were luxurious meals, but it was like a couple steaks, some instant mashed potatoes, and some broccoli or something that was boiled on the stove. They weren't luxurious, but he acted like they were. So he's standing there, and most of the videos are of him standing there showing Gloria cooking, showing the rings and stuff, and her watch, or showing his jewelry with his shirt off. And I mean, he was just standing there bragging and just acting like he's the best thing on the planet. And it's disgusting. And part of the time that they were making these videos, the children were in the home. I did not see the children on any of the videos, but somebody actually said that when he went live at one point, one of the boys came up to them and asked if he could have some food while they had these big plates of food. And they told him no, that he could have the scraps or the leftover pieces of food, you know, on their plates, which there probably wasn't any. So they would make these large meals for only themselves and not the children. The children would basically be living on snacks, junk food. Yep. That's what one of his followers had commented on one of the posts. Another follower actually pointed out something that is absolutely vile, absolutely chilling to me. I did not notice in a video at first because I just wasn't paying attention to his underwear. You know, I was just looking at this disgusting man's face and listening to what he had to say, which, by the way, you cannot understand a word he says, period. He's either drunk, he's high, and just the way he chooses to talk. But somebody pointed out that there was a stain on his boxers that looked like a blood stain, and it was probably one of the children's. And I looked at it, and it definitely looks like dried blood on his boxers. On the front. It's in one of the videos. And it gave me the serious creeps. And it just made this all the more depressing that, you know, if that's what it was. Anyway, I could go on forever about this. So I'm sorry I got off on a tangent, but I'm just so angry about them. So anyway, Brian and Gloria would return to the apartment every few weeks to drop off a little bit of food, like chips and snacks, nothing to actually sustain them. And they would beat the children, and then they would leave. None of the children reported it due to being threatened and fearing that if they did report it or they left the apartment, they would face the same fate as Kendrick. Neighbors of the boys said they rarely ever saw the boys leave the apartment, and they were unaware that the boys were actually living in there alone. Jordan, which would be her 15-year-old, the eldest, would leave occasionally to try to find food for the boys. Building residents Erica Chapman and Trevor Thompson both gave food to him. But they recall that he would only accept food that was packaged, like frozen pizzas and things of that nature. And they thought maybe he was afraid of being poisoned. Like, he didn't trust the food. Residents of the apartment building also alerted the building's management of some kind of dead animal smell coming from the apartment. But management never responded. They never did anything about it. They never went in to inspect the apartment. So Kendrick's body wasn't discovered and the boys weren't discovered. And actually, I also found out that when one of the news crews tried to go on to the apartment premises after this case happened and asked why they hadn't inspected the apartment, the news crew was kicked off of the property. They were kicked off of the apartment premises. So they never found out. But I guess, yeah, they never did inspections. At one point in September of 2021, the 10-year-old boy, Trayvon, was repeatedly beaten by Brian until he suffered a severe jaw injury, which became infected. And it obviously required surgery, but nothing was done about it. He wasn't treated. He wasn't given pain medication to deal with it. He was just beaten. They left, and he was left to deal with it. I could even imagine. Finally, on October 24th of 2021, all of the abuse came to light when Jordan finally called 911 to report that he and his brothers had been living in the apartment with Kendrick's body for almost a year, and that Gloria and Brian had left them alone in the apartment, and they were living in another room. Police arrived to investigate and found the three boys in the apartment with no lights, so no electricity, no furniture, roaches and bugs everywhere, no beds or blankets to sleep with. Deputy Corey Castro said the main thing that got him was the position that Kendrick's body was in, so the position that Kendrick passed away in. The deputy didn't go into details, but he said that Kendrick was lying in a certain position when he passed that I guess just bothered him, and I just gathered that maybe he was laying in a position where maybe his hands were up to try to avoid some of the blows, like try to protect himself, or maybe he died just laying there in fear, you know, looking scared. I'm not sure, but they said that that was very chilling how he was found. The boys had been suffering from malnutrition as well as other injuries when they were found. The lead investigator stated of the case, quote, being a father myself, it's difficult. Children can be treated like this, that they're put in such humiliating circumstances. They have to fend for themselves. There's no one to help them if one of them gets hurt. It's heartbreaking. Someone can do this to a child. The child is the most innocent victim, end quote. He also discussed more about the case and why he believes the boys did not ask for help sooner. Quote, you know what happens. You're being abused. You see your brother. What happened to him? He was murdered. So being that age, if you're told not to go outside, you're not going to, because you know what's going to happen if you do, end quote. And that's kind of what I mentioned earlier. That's what I thought, why they didn't alert anyone, because they were terrified. They witnessed what happened and they were afraid to die as well, which I don't blame them. They were young. So when the boys were rescued, The lead investigator also stated about when he actually walked in and saw them. Quote, they had the fear in their eyes. They didn't know what was coming next. They're happy. They want to talk to you and hug you and express how glad they were that we are here. But you still see in their eyes, they have fear. End quote. And that is statements. All of them are statements by John Craig. And he's the guy that I quoted earlier. He's the Harris County deputy who was talking about how easy it is, you know, homeschool your kids and then they just kind of go off the radar and nobody can check if they're actually being educated. And he also did state that the boys hugged him when he came into the apartment for them. Quote, it's heart-wrenching. You hug them back. You have a job to do, but you don't want to let them go. End quote. The boys were taken for medical care, and Trayvon later had to have reconstructive surgery on his jaw injury that he sustained in September by Brian. All of the boys were later placed in foster care, and then 2 days after the boys were rescued, the police had gathered all of the evidence. They'd gathered the search warrants and everything of that nature, and they were on the hunt for Gloria and Brian. Gloria and Brian were actually located and arrested at a public library. Get this. They went to the public library to use the computers and were actually viewing news articles related to them. So they were viewing articles about themselves, which seems really arrogant to me. I'm not sure what they were saying about the articles. They were probably laughing about them, probably, you know, thinking, oh, that's exciting. We're famous now. We kill her, you know, I killed my son, blah, blah, blah. Or they were terrified, you know, afraid to go to jail. Obviously, they were afraid to go to jail because they hit his body. Or didn't hide it. They concealed it. They never turned it in. Either way, Brian Coulter was charged with capital murder. Gloria had been charged with injury to a child by omission, and tampering with evidence, which would have been Kendrick's body. I think she should have been charged with the murder because you're the mom and you're tasked with making sure your children are not harmed. You are supposed to take care of them. You are their mom. You gave birth to them. To let some disgusting man come into their lives and murder one of them. She is just as guilty, in my opinion. Her bond was originally set at $250,000 and then, I guess, totaled $900,000 later. And it was raised by a judge to $1.5 million because he said that wasn't enough of a bond. Brian's was set at $1 million. And the thing about this case is, I attempted to locate other things about it in terms of the ending or in terms of if they were charged officially and sentenced. But as far as I know, they have not been. I could not locate any articles about them going to court other than, I guess, for their bail hearings. But in terms of if they were actually charged, what they were charged with, I mean, and what they were sentenced to, that none of that is out there. As far as I know, I looked and looked everywhere. But I do sincerely hope that Gloria gets charged with far more charges. She should be charged with murder as well. She should also be charged with child abandonment, neglect, all of that abuse, all them times that child services failed them. And I understand, everyone says this, child services is overburdened, but they were called 9 times and did nothing.
My hope and prayer, and I'm sure that the committee shares it, that these kids find the love, support, and care that they deserve and need.
I will keep looking into this episode to determine what the updates are, what their sentences are as they come out. But as of right now, there isn't any new updates. All right, everyone, that concludes this episode of It's Crime Time. If you enjoyed, please feel free to subscribe and rate on whatever platform you get your podcasts, preferably on Spotify, but any is fine. Thank you for listening. And as always, until next time.